Hi, I'm Coach Corey Wayne, and this is my video coaching newsletter. And the topic of today's newsletter is going to be, how long should I wait for her to come back? Well, I've got two emails from two different viewers. The first one is from a guy who, he's relatively new to my work. Obviously, I don't think he's even read the book yet, but he's been with his girlfriend, I guess, about a year, and they've been fighting and not getting along, and he hasn't heard from her in 4 days. Now he's like, how long should I wait until she comes back? So obviously he's probably cherry picking with some videos and he's thinking, oh, I'll just go no contact and I'll just fix everything. And then the second one is from a guy who got friend zoned by his girlfriend and he's kind of become her butler and her do boy at this point. And, you know, a few weeks back, she said no more sex, no more intimacy, cut him off. And so they're hanging out. They still fool around a little bit, but doesn't go all the way now. And he's thinking, oh, my girl's coming back to me. You know, I'm her rock, I'm her mountain. But yet, at the end of the day, they're not bumping uglies at this point. And so he's starting to realize that he's stuck in friend zone and things are not going well. And so he's thinking, what do I do? How do I get the sex and the intimacy back in our relationship? So this is interesting dynamic to be, because this is something that I think every guy at some point has experienced. You're dating or you're involved with a woman who's got low interest. Maybe it was high before, maybe it was never really that high to begin with. And if she's got other guys in her life that she likes or she's more romantically attracted to, she's going to tend to back away from all the guys in her life to see who the strongest is, to see who the most indifferent is, to see who the one who's most unbothered by that. She wants the strongest guy, the guy that'll stand up to her, the guy that will call her out on her BS when she's out of line. She doesn't want a yes man, a guy that just lets her walk all over him because he's hoping to have a relationship with her or date her or hook up with her, whatever it happens to be. So this is an important video because it's really all about negotiating for yourself. Because it's a two-way street. Both people have to make a mutual effort for a relationship to be possible. And if the other person's got low interest or maybe they got somebody else they're more interested in than you, you're not going to want to continue to interact with them because that's just simply not going to get you what you want. Because men who have choices and options, they're not going to put up with that BS. They're just going to roll on to the next bus stop and see who's there. It's because at the end of the day, if you love and value yourself, you want somebody that loves, values, and respects you and appreciates you. They're never going to use the F word or the friendship word or the platonic friend zone type of word or to keep you in some kind of status unknown type of category while she goes and dates and hooks up with other guys and you're supposed to put your personal life on hold. It's a bad way to go and you absolutely never agree to go along with that nonsense. This is part of setting and enforcing healthy boundaries. It's kind of like guys that go out, you know, I got a couple of emails that I got recently over the weekend. It's like three or four dudes all going out on dates with these girls and then they don't have the guts to make a kiss, to go for the kiss, to make a move, to do anything physically. And then they go out on three or four dates and eventually she recognizes, oh, this guy just doesn't have any confidence, doesn't have any game, doesn't know what he's doing. Then they get stuck in friend zone. And it's the same thing. The guys just are simply not willing to go for what they want. And then they're not, and they keep interacting with these women once they're stuck in friend zone, hoping things will change and be better if they're just nice enough and they do enough things, because that's what you see in TV. Hey, maybe she's got a toilet that's clogged up. Maybe you need to fix that. Or maybe she needs a new set of tires for a car or her battery died. Like in this one case, a woman had her dog was sick. And it's just, you'll see when we get to it, you're going to be going, come on, man. Did you really do that, bro? It's like, yeah. So anyways, I got a quote that I wrote and then we'll jump into the first guy's email. And the quote says, women are more attracted to men who stand up for themselves and what they believe in versus guys who are people pleasers and too nice to the point that they let women and others walk all over them. Women can never love men they do not respect. If a woman jerks you around, disrespects you, tries to put you in friend zone, uses you, and you let her get away with it without setting and enforcing healthy boundaries, she will never love you and never feel anything for you other than feelings of platonic friendship. A lot of guys think if they just like a girl enough that that's going to make a difference. Doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is how a woman feels about you. And if she ain't feeling it, she can go on down the road. And then maybe she'll feel it later. It's a scientific fact that women are more attracted to men whose feelings are unclear. And also, men that just simply aren't going to put up with their BS. Thanks, but no thanks. I have plenty of other better options. Men who love, value, and respect themselves never put up with rude and disrespectful women who take them for granted or who try to friend zone them. They simply give them the gift of missing them permanently. It's a permanent gift. It's not a temporary or as a technique. It's just saying, hey, a deal's not possible right now. You get up from the negotiating table and you leave forever. And you don't come back unless she comes and grabs you and brings you back to the negotiating table. If a woman pushes you away, it's her who must earn another chance with you, not the other way around. I'm going to read that again because I know some of you guys are kind of hard-headed, need to hear that. If a woman pushes you away, it's her who must earn another chance with you, not the other way around. In other words, she sticks you in friend zone, she says she's not interested in anything romantic, or she's putting the brakes on anything romantic and then kind of dangling the carrot that maybe someday down the road she'll be open to something more romantic. That's just another way of trying to get you to be compliant with being in friend zone, and you absolutely cannot agree to it. You just say no. Hey, well, if you think down the road you may change your mind, I'm not interested in anything platonic right now. You don't want anything more romantic right now, so there's no point in us talking anymore. We're not on the same page. We don't want the same things. And I'm not going to sit around for some unknown event that may or may not happen in the future. It's like, if you're not feeling it now and you don't know if you're going to feel it in the future, it's like, honestly, it's not my problem. That's your problem. You got a great opportunity with an awesome dude. And if you're going to pass up on that, it's like, that's okay. Some other cute girl will really appreciate that. And that's what I'm looking for, is a girl that really appreciates and values me. And that's the mindset you want to have in these situations. That's why when you hear these things, you can't just sit and go along with it. Because as you go along with it, she starts to lose respect for you. Because she can tell deep down you're dying inside and you want to be with her. You're thinking all kinds of naughty, impure thoughts. And you're just not interested in being her pal or her friend or her gay male girlfriend or her butler or her do boy. Or the guy that just gives her attention and validation while she goes and sleeps with other dudes that actually do stand up to her. So let's go to the first guy's email. It's a real short one. He says, hi, Coach. My question to you has to do with my girlfriend's interest level. I only discovered your site and videos on the internet after searching possible solutions to my problem. After reading and watching your stuff, I just realized I was being needy. Well, the most important thing is you need to get into 3% Man, my first book, and start reading it immediately. Because what you're doing right now is you're trying to cherry pick a simple solution to your problem. If you're acting needy, there's a whole other host of problems that you're doing that are causing you to be unattractive. So you understandrelationships.com, subscribe to the newsletter, and start reading this book immediately. Because if you're just cherry picking videos, you might get a little bit of attainable success, but it's not going to be sustainable. And this is obviously your girlfriend that you're writing me about, and you're hoping to turn things around with her. He says, the whole story goes like this. I've been dating this girl for over a year now, but recently she's been showing relatively low interest in our relationship. We have had fights in the past, and I notice she does not care anymore. Well, men who argue with women obviously don't understand them. At some point, women, especially if you're displaying a lot of unattractive, needy, insecure behavior, that typically means you're way over pursuing. And so what can be helpful is to where you just stop all forward progress. Maybe you had a big blowout. Maybe she was just totally rude and disrespectful and said all kinds of things that were totally inappropriate. And you let her know that those things were inappropriate and she should apologize. But if she doesn't feel remorseful in the time, then, hey, call me when you change your mind. Call me when you calm down. Call me when you want to talk to me and be nice and sweet. Women who are good women that come from good families, after a few days, they'll realize, you know, I was kind of a bitch to him. I need to call and apologize. And they'll do it. Say, you know, I was such a bitch to you the other day. I was in a bad mood. I'm really sorry. But if a woman does that to you and you keep calling, you keep texting her, it just communicates it's totally okay for her to diss you like that and disrespect you. you can't enable the behavior. You gotta let her be. You gotta let her know where you're at. You gotta let her know what your boundaries are and the fact that she's violating them. Ask her in a loving way to stop and to be nice and sweet to you. And if she doesn't, just say, great. Call me when you calm down. Call me when you're more rational. Call me when you want to be nice to me, because I want a girl that's nice to me. The way you're behaving right now, that just doesn't work for me. There's no yelling, screaming, shouting. You know, my philosophy is very simple. Hang out, have fun, and hook up. There's nothing about yelling and screaming at one another. It's just be easygoing, easy to get along with, or you don't belong in my life. I'm sorry, that's harsh, but you got to be this way. There's too many messed up chicks out there and women that will just waste your time. You just can't put up with it. He says, I have not been talking to her for the past 4 days now, and I'm getting worried that she could go for good and never come back. How long should I wait until she comes back? Well, if you set healthy boundaries and you're enforcing healthy boundaries, especially if you've been acting needy and pushing her away, you just have to let her be. If she was nasty to you and disrespectful and you called her out on it, and then she hung up the phone or she left or whatever, and you haven't spoken to her in 4 days, then she needs to calm down and call you and fix it. Obviously, if you didn't really elaborate on what happened, you just said you've had fights in the past, but if it's just that she hasn't called you or texted you because you recognize that she's not into it because you've been being needy, I wouldn't do anything. As far as how long should I wait until she comes back? Forever. That's how long. It means that you don't like the behavior that she's been displaying. You don't like how she's been talking to you. You don't like how she's been treating you. It's just, I'm out. The strongest negotiating position is being able to walk away and mean it. And if somebody's going to violate your boundaries and your principles and not treat you the way you want to be treated, they have to get the gift of missing you permanently. Because otherwise, if you put up with it, you're inviting more of that behavior, not only from her, but from other women. And you want a good girl that's nice to you, that's sweet to you, easygoing, easy to get along with, got a good attitude. It's worried about losing you because she recognizes how valuable you are. If a girl doesn't think that losing you is going to be a big deal to her, then, I mean, at this point in my life, when I encounter that, if I encounter a woman that's not as into me as I may be into her, or it's like, I want a woman who's really excited about me. And when I was younger, I would go out with women that weren't that into me, and it was exciting. It was a challenge to get them to eventually fall for me. But as I got older and I had love at first sight happen enough, which obviously I've written about it several times in 3% Man, it's like, you get spoiled. When you get spoiled with a woman who's really into you and she eye fucks you basically from the moment you meet, that's what I'm used to. And a girl that's got mediocre interest, it's like, I don't care how hot she is or interesting as she is. It's like, if she's not as excited and as enthusiastic about me, my interest is actually drops now. Which is, you know, when I was younger, it would actually make me like her more now because I know how good it can be. It's like, I'm spoiled and I won't waste my time. And I can understand guys that have never done that, have never stood up to a woman. It's scary, especially when you care about her because you don't know if she's going to come back. But the reality is she's not playing the game of tennis and at the same level that you are. And therefore, if you love yourself and value yourself and respect yourself, you're happy to wait until somebody else comes along and continue to focus on yourself, your mission, your purpose, take good care of your body, have a good social life, have a good career, a good business, something that excites you, have a purpose outside of a woman. Because as you fill out your life and you get more well-rounded as a person and you become more successful, you get noticed, just like when you become an exceptional employee working for an employer. Eventually, you find that you get headhunters start calling you because they heard about you through the grapevine and what a great employee you were. So being exceptional always works great. And if you need some tips and strategy on how to be exceptional in your personal and professional life, read my second book, Mastering Yourself. If you can also read it for free at understandingrelationships.com. Focus on you, becoming more attractive, adding more value to yourself and your life and bringing more to the table, because most people in the world are totally mediocre and they're simply not going to be willing to do the little things that you are. I mean, if you're watching this video right now or listening to this on a podcast, you're way ahead of like 97% of your competition, basically. It's hard being self-reliant. It's hard to go for the things that you want in life, and most people don't have the guts to do it. And when you, if you're somebody watching this video, obviously you're different than most people. You're already willing to do things that most people aren't willing to do to help themselves. And therefore, as long as you continue to try to get a little better each and every day, eventually you're going to completely surpass everybody in your peer group, everybody that you meet and encounter in the street. And therefore, women take notice of that. Women notice those guys. Women, hot, attractive, alpha female, the kind of women that you want that have their shit together and come from good families, they notice guys that do well. It's not so much because of the money and the success. It's the fact that they embody success. That's embodying masculinity. And if a guy is successful in his professional career and he's got a great social life and he's very happy, it's a very rare thing, and women are going to notice that. But if you're going to encounter women that aren't going to really care and aren't going to be that into that, and you have to have the strength and the inner confidence to say thanks but no thanks. As cute as you are and as sweet as you are and as good a kisser as you are, I'm just not going to stick around for that because I know I can do better. I know it's harsh, but sorry, not really. I want the best. I don't want somebody that's mediocre interest or makes an average half-ass effort. If you're going to come in my life and make a half-ass effort, the door's going to hit you in the ass on the way out, because you'll be going right out the back door really quick. It's the attitude you got to have. Because quite frankly, women are just as ruthless. That's reality. So with that said, let's go to the second email. He says, hey, coach, I know you're doing fucking awesome. So instead, I'll ask you what you're drinking. Well, I'm drinking ionized water in my sweet hangout, have fun, and hookup mug. Thank you very much. Which you can get at teespring.com, the Coach Corey Wayne store. For those of you that are so inclined to support me and the channel and love these little things, little reminders. But at the end of the day, this is a simple formula. Hang out, have fun, and hook up. You're looking for a woman who's into that. And if she's interested in hanging out and having fun, but there's no hookup, then goodbye. It's been real. You got to be that way. Because otherwise, you're not going to get what you want. You have to be an effective negotiator on your behalf. Nobody's coming to save you. You got to do it yourself. He says, I'm a student navigating my journey my way through reading the book 15 times and watching all your videos. However, I am having an issue if I am the gay male boyfriend or a centered mountain man for my ex-girlfriend. Well, obviously, if this is your ex-girlfriend, you're not really... It's not the gay male boyfriend, it's the gay male girlfriend, because you're acting like a girl. Bit of backstory. We broke up. I tried getting her back. She rejected me. So I said, call me if you change your mind. So far, so good. After reaching out, coming over, us hooking up and having sex, her attraction level seems to have spiked back. She did, however, say she does not want to have sex anymore right now and that she wants to build our relationship without having that. So this is just one of the many ways that women try to get you to be compliant and go along with what they want. It's a test of your strength. And that's the kind of thing that she's, oh, we want to build our... In other words, that's the equivalent of a woman going, I like you, but I just want to be friends first and then, you know, see if a relationship can blossom later. When a woman says that, friends first, or uses the F word and says something only, but just say, hey, I'm not interested in that. That's not why I'm here. And what you got to tell your girlfriend is like, hey, babe, I love you, but I'm not interested in having a platonic relationship with you. With all that stuff about, you know, it's like if you're not interested in sex and intimacy, then, you know, you should probably call one of those other beta male orbiters that be happy to come over and fix your kitchen sink or fix your flat tire in your car. It's like, that doesn't work for me. You're either in or you're out. You're either with me or you're not. You either want to make love to me or you don't. And if you're telling me you want to just be friends for a while, it's like, I'd just rather go date other women that are excited to be with me. It's like, I have choices. I have options. I have girls that want to get with me. And it's like, why would I want to put my personal life on hold? I don't know what you're doing when we're not together. It's like, and I got my supposed girlfriend or ex-girlfriend is telling me she wants me to be stuck in friend zone for some unknown period of time, put my personal life on hold? I don't think so. Remember, just like I said in the quote, she's the one that unilaterally changed the terms of your relationship. Therefore, she's got to earn another chance with you, not the other way around. But you gotta set these healthy boundaries, and you can't ever agree to no sex and no intimacy. But you know, this what's I like about this email is you see how tricky women are. Because he's using things he's learned from me, trying to stand up for himself, but she throws answers at him that are kind of. He says, however, I stated I'm not interested in a friendship and want to work towards a relationship. He says she's been doing 100% of the calling and texting. When we do see each other, we hang out, have fun, and hook up, but just not having sex. Okay, dude. So it's kind of irritating when someone says, oh, we are hooking up. But that, you know, I've done phone sessions. Goes, oh yeah, I hooked up with her. I was like, you kissed her? Yeah. I was like, how was the sex? He's like, well, we didn't have sex. I was like, dude, that's not hooking up. You didn't hook up. You hung out. You had some fun. There was no hooking up. That's a very important point. Don't try to sneak that past the coach, because I'm going to ask you those explicit questions, because that's important. You can't just sweep that under the rug. So you didn't hook up. You may be fooled around. Hooking up is actually having sex. Playing hide the salami. That's beating up each other's pelvises. That is actually hooking up. She's been reaching out to me for emotional support recently. So that's part of the problem. You're agreeing to her terms, even though you're going, I'm not interested in platonic friendship. And then you agree to hang out with her and be her emotional tampon. It's like, no, you're either in or out. It's like, oh, you got a problem? Well, grab a bottle of wine, come on over. Or grab my favorite cookies and come on over and feed them to me, and I'm happy to listen to you. You can tell me all about it. And then we can eat cookies in bed, and it can be all itchy. She asked me twice to go on a drive with her for work because she was scared. It was at night. She was going somewhere she's never been, and she was pulling a trailer. Well, maybe if you come over and give me a humdinger before we go, I might be up for a road trip with you, babe. Maybe a nice home-cooked meal, something sweet to show me how much you appreciate me. He says, this week alone, I spent the night at her house 3 times. We've cuddled all night, made out, gone down on her twice, and just been loving every second with each other. Did she go down on you, bro? Hang out, have fun, and hook up. So now you're going over there and servicing her and getting her off, but she's like doing nothing to contribute back to you. She's being selfish. This is, again, one of the ways it's like, you're like, well, we're sleeping in bed together. It's like, yeah, but it's like you're coming over her to, you're like her gigolo. You come over and you service her and she does, you don't get a happy finish? Like, that's selfish. He says, I mirror everything she does. Come on, dude. No, you're not. If she wants to be close, I invite her. If she wants her space, I give it to her. I wouldn't be driving over to her house if she's pushed you away and stuck you in platonic friend zone. If you were actually following what I teach and following 7 principles to get an ex back, no, she'll be coming to you, to your house, to make dinner together in the evening. But instead, you became her errand boy. And guys in these situations get stuck doing all these kind of ridiculous things. And what's really going on is she's exploring things with other guys, interviewing other guys, going out on dates with other guys, talking to other guys, because she knows she can have you anytime. I mean, you're driving around, pulling trailers, being her emotional support animal, and just come on, man, have some self-respect. Today, though, I've taken a step back and looked at our relationship. It's not really a relationship anymore, bro. She calls me crying on the way to work and says she thinks something is wrong with her puppy. Oh, my God, solve my problem. So you're taking care of her puppy while she's probably going and hooking up with some other dude. Even though I had work, I was able to get out and take him to the vet. I ended up going twice, and it took me 5 hours to do. Come on, man. You are not following what I teach at all. She's beyond thankful, and she says she'll make it up to me. Okay, sure. It's been about 2 weeks since she said she doesn't want sex. Well, it would have been, if it was me, it would have been 2 weeks since we would have seen each other and would have been doing very little talking. And all I would have reiterated to her is like, well, why don't you come over? And she says, no, but I need to talk to you. It's like, hey, I'm not interested in, you told her you weren't interested in anything platonic, and yet you keep doing all these platonic favors for her. That's your problem. Say, no, thank you. Maybe you come over and make me a nice home-cooked meal and make mad passionate love. And in the morning, you make me breakfast in bed. And on top of that, you wash the sheets and clean the kitchen up. Yeah, maybe I'll go help you with your dog and the vet and all that. He says, right now, I have all the patience in the world, but starting to wonder, am I being too much like a gay male boyfriend? Girlfriend, I mean. Well, he says boyfriend. It should be girlfriend. And the answer to that is yes. Yes, you're stuck in friend zone, bro. Or is she always coming to me because I am centered strong in her mountain? No, she's coming to you because you're a beta male and you won't stand up for yourself. And even though you say you're not interested in friendship, everything you do is acting like a platonic friend who happens to give her free cunnilingus. And you're driving to her. Doesn't sound like she's coming over to you. She talks a lot about our future. And wants to go on trips to Hawaii and road trips together. She's actually said she will pay for it. Did she buy the ticket yet? So I'm not sure where to go from here. I would just, next time she reaches out, it's like, babe, I love you, but this just ain't working for me. You know, it's like this platonic thing, no sex anymore. It's like, I don't want it. It's like, unless you're willing to come over and make mad passionate love to me, it's like, we really shouldn't be seeing each other anymore. It's like, you know, I'm doing all these favors for you. You're doing nothing for me. I'm getting nothing out of this. And it's like, it's not what I signed up for. If you need space, take space. Give me a call when you miss me. When you can't take it anymore and when you want to come over and tear my clothes off, then definitely give me a call. But I wouldn't agree to do any more of this BS, dude. It's like, come on. You're doing the opposite of what I teach. You shouldn't be surprised that you're sitting here confused about where you stand with this girl. You're just letting her get away with it. You told her you weren't interested in being friends, but everything you do is saying that you are going along with being her friend. So what I would do if I were you, I would just have a conversation with her. You need to read Seven Principles Get an X Back, the article, and watch the short video that I did on it and get familiar with it. She needs to come to you 3 dates in a row in the evening, make dinner at your place. And as long as you hang out and have fun and hook up all 3 nights in a row, then you can meet her out and pick her up. Let her do 100% of the calling, texting, pursuing. But anytime she tries to withhold physical intimacy, just say, nope, that's not going to work for me. I'm not interested in that at all. There's no gray line there. You cross that line, hey, it's been real. You get the gift of missing me permanently. You're not going to say this to her, but that's where you're coming from. Because she's not making a mutual effort. You're just getting used, and you're in timeout. You're the backup boyfriend now while she sees what else is out there because she lost interest in you. It's not a good way to go, my friend. Got to take your balls back, stand up for yourself, and say thanks, but no thank you. So if you've got a problem or a challenge, whether it's in your personal or your professional life, and you'd like to get my help with it, go to my website, understandingrelationships.com, click the products tab at the top of your screen, and book a coaching session with yours truly. And before, if you're booking a coaching session, make sure, if it's about women, make sure you get through 3% Man at least one time before we talk. And if it's about purpose and mission in life, make sure you get through mastering yourself once, because otherwise we'll have a much more efficient and effective phone call if you can at least get through these books one time before we do the phone session. Because it's kind of stupid to pay me all this money to talk to me and then ask me things that are answered in the book, which you can actually get for free on my website. I'd rather talk about things, specific strategies and specific things to your situation. It's just a much more efficient and effective way for you to get the most out of your money. So go to understandingrelationships.com, click the products tab at the top of your screen, and book a coaching session with yours truly. Until next time, I will talk to you soon.